The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, giving you all the dirt on dirt track racing and the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Be ready to sit on the edge of your seat, courtesy of these great businesses:
Ryan's Roofing LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, IMT, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, McCluskey Appliance, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, and Hancock County Health System.
Now here's Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, almost evening here from the Hancock County Speedway as we get the track now watered down, ready to go. They have packed it hard, and now they're preparing it with the water out there to get some of that tack up and running and set to go here for what is going to be a fun night tonight. The greatest show on dirt is live here from the Hancock County Speedway this week. The last race was a special race on Monday, June 13th. It was the Land of Sport Mod Nationals. There were no races, of course, last Friday, and that's because there's a lot of action going on down in Knoxville and everything else, and you saw some of that stuff live on some of the major networks. Some of those drivers are going to be back up here tonight. Going to be kind of fun to see these guys getting out there and racing. Tonight's race will be the third official race of the season at the Hancock County Speedway, and the race is sponsored by Trulson Auto Parts and Winnebago Land Improvement. You need to bring the kids for the kid car rides. They're going to have a bunch of those going on out here, plus the IMCA 5 classes will be here this evening to battle it out. There's going to be some huge purses, even a chance for the KC Nielsen Cash Dash, and this is going to be huge because some of the guys that are involved in this, there are some pretty big names, so we're going to see how well they will do. Gates will open at 5 o'clock. The hot laps will open at 7. If you want more information, all you do is go to Facebook or at thehancockcountyspeedway.com. That's hancockcountyspeedway.com. Lots of interesting things that are happening out here. We got Brad Hiscox with us right now. Brad, you were watching them work on the track here. Kind of give us an idea of what you think. They're putting some water down here. I think they've got some concerns that, you know, we don't see these thunderstorms coming until about midnight tonight, so it's going to be good for the races, but they're really putting some water down.
Well, I think that what they're doing is they kind of held off because of the heat and the wind that's blowing across the track and stuff. They're just kind of holding off on the water, but now they're putting it on there, doing that because they don't want the water they put on there just to evaporate away. And what they're doing now is putting it on there and letting it soak in good, and they'll keep going with that there for, quite a while. I'm seeing probably 4 or 5 truckloads each. They got 2 of them out there now, so I would say probably 4 or 5 truckloads. It all depends on what the water takes into the track and everything. So, but they'll get it in shape now. Got to give them props. They're keeping it good. They're keeping it wet. They're keeping it tacky.
And I like the way they've leveled some of this area out because some of the other races, we saw some little issues here and there on some of the turns, but they've leveled it out, they've graded it, and it's starting to look a lot better than we have seen it. But then again, you know, you're talking about spring, frost boils coming up, all kinds of fun things underneath there.
Yep, and I agree wholeheartedly with that. I was watching some races the other night, and I don't remember for sure where they were at, but man, they had some holes in that track, and man, they were bouncing, and it was pretty bad. And I don't know how deep the holes were, but just by watching it on the TV, there were some pretty good holes going on. But like I said, give props to the track guys here. They've kept this track smooth. They've done a lot of work to this track this spring, and when you tear a track up in the springtime, could be asking for trouble, but they've really worked it in and packed it down good and hard and everything. Not yet have they had some real deep holes. Last Monday night, they had a couple little holes going on in 3 and 4, but that was, you know, we had that rain that day, and, you know, that kind of loosened things up. But still, it was a very racy track last week, and they got the show in, and it was some good racing. They were very good racing.
You saw some guys that weren't even in the turns yet, and they were starting to drift.
Oh yeah,
and it was kind of interesting because and I don't remember exactly who it was, but I can tell you this much: it looked like he was really fighting. A couple of the drivers, they were going to the outside, and the track was just, it wasn't steady out there, and they were trying to see if they could provide some ruts for themselves out there, and all of a sudden you saw them just drift out.
Yep.
And they weren't even making into the turns yet. And I'm like, did he do that on purpose? But then when he came back, he went down lower, so we'd miss it.
Yep. A lot of guys I talked to, probably three or four of the guys last weekend after their, or last Monday night after the races were over, and they had a problem with push.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get that when you have a track that's kind of that way. It all depends on the car and how they have it set up. And said, but there was three or four guys that said they had a problem with push on it. And, you know, that's just something in the setup of the car. And one of the guys says, I just missed it completely. That's why I had such a push. So
right, right. And as a result, you see that the turn, the car's fishtail, they'll bounce up, and then all of a sudden they have to re-grip inside the track. And
They shoot it into the corner, and they just go right straight to the top, and that's just a terrible, terrible push on it. And it's like, it's just the setup of the car, and you know, like I said, that one guy told me, he says he missed the setup completely.
And the thing of it is, we don't have a wall here, so
you can't bounce off the wall at this track, that's for sure, except for the front straightaway.
That's true.
We had a couple of them do that Monday night too.
Yeah, they were banging off wide off. I think it was just beyond the turn. They were about ready to go into three, and all of a sudden you saw one of them bump up.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know whether it was the track, whether he missed the rut, or what the deal was, but all of a sudden he bounces off the wall, and then he makes the correction before he gets into the turn, and that was interesting.
Yeah. We had a couple guys, you know, they met up here, right, coming out of number four here. They met right at the wall there, and they ended up into the signs and everything. So it's like, yeah, well, you know, that's racing.
Yeah, the signs are nice, but...
yeah, well, those are expensive signs. Half the guys, they have their names on them.
Exactly right.
But without them signs, we couldn't be doing this. That's, like I said last week, sponsorship is big, big. And... It's if you figure it out, dollar per capita or dollar per person-wise that sees those signs, it's pretty cheap advertising.
That is for sure. All right, we're going to come back here just a second because we got a lot of things to talk about in this race tonight as the Truelson Auto Parts and the Winnebago Land Improvement Night is tonight. Lots of fun activities. We hope that you can come out here and be a part of this. Don't worry, folks. I'm just going to say it right now. We've been just... thoroughly going over weather radars like you wouldn't believe, and we're not seeing anything developing. The humidity, the dew point, everything else doesn't look like we're going to get anything until maybe 11 o'clock or so at night tonight, and that's really what we're looking at. So it's going to be clean racing, but we will take more of a look into that and see what's going on, also how the humidity, the heat is affecting the track, all that coming up as you are listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live from the Hancock County Speedway on KIOW B103 and worldwide on KIOW.com.
Hi, I'm Rich Froman, the new owner of McCluskey Appliance. In keeping with the McCluskey tradition, let's kick off summer with some exciting news. McCluskey Appliance is proud to introduce our new white glove delivery option. Need something delivered and installed on the weekend? Look no further. Want to replace that old dishwasher and need it installed? We've got you covered. Shop McCluskey Appliance in Mason City and Garner.
Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brendan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC, local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010, specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials, highest-rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship and unmatched pricing, free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798, or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Different people do it different ways. Like, I knew a guy that used to have the track here. He'd go real slow and just flood that thing. Then I see people do it like this. Just spray it on there.
It's Joe amazing.
And John both did it the slow way.
Yeah, and then it changes as it goes along. No question about it. All right, we're talking with Brad Hiscox here with B&B Sound and Lights, DJ Service. He's also been one of the folks that's helped out like you wouldn't believe out here at the Hancock County Speedway, and not just here. Okay, not just here. He's been around. This guy knows his stuff. And if you are looking for a great, great setup with regards to weddings or parties or graduations, or because it's Saturday, you got to contact B&B Sound and Lights DJ Service. Kind of give us an idea about your company just for a sec.
Oh, wow. This is my third time I've been in this company, DJ business. Well, where do I start? Back in the 80s, I got together with a group of guys here from Britt and four guys called Amber Wave.
Mm-hmm.
I was with them guys for about 5.5 years running sound for them guys. We traveled the whole Midwest area. I mean, Minnesota, Illinois, Missouri, you know, all the way around Iowa, all over Iowa. Had a greatest time of my life. The band finally broke up, and I decided I'm going to stick with the music. So I went to college down in Atlanta, Georgia for music entertainment management. So basically what that was every aspect of the music industry I learned down there.
Right.
I mean, contract law, concert promotion, concert production, everything. Recording. My original thing was to go down and become a recording engineer. My studio manager that I had down there, which his name was Mike Stone, he did all the Bellamy Brothers, all the Righteous Brothers.
Right.
Coal Miner's Daughter, the soundtrack for that. He was very well known. Les Paul knew him personally.
Yep.
So he was very well known in the music industry. He said, when you get done with your grading on your mix down, I want to listen to it. So, okay, so took it back down to the studio, and he listened to it. He says, come see me tomorrow.
that's dangerous right there.
Yeah. So I went back down there, and he says, I suggest you switch all your emphasis over to video. I says, no, that's not what I want to do. He says, I've seen you in the video studio. You're pretty dang good at it. I says, why? He says, you have got what's called farmer's deaf. I says, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He says, you are missing two of your mid-high frequencies. He says, the only way I know that is because I have the same thing. And I says, really? He says, yep. He says, but I know how to do it because when I do a mixdown, nobody can stand to be in the studio with me because I have it so loud. Mm-hmm. He says, you are fine for doing live sound. You are fine for doing anything else, but just not good enough for recording. It's like, that kind of burst my bubble. So anyway, long story short, I got them back home. Tried to find a job around here. Went to all the TV stations around here. I stopped in Nashville, checked out all the video places down there. Couldn't find anything, so decided, well, I'm going to buy some speakers and do my DJ stuff. Because I did that back in the 70s with a buddy of mine from Kanawha. So did that, and, well, divorces happened, and had to sell out twice. So
this is typical in the music business, by the way, for those of you that want to get into it.
Yep. This one here, my son, Brendan, he is part ownership with me on this, and we have been very fortunate, and I thank everybody out there for hiring us. And we are having a great time doing this. My calendar in July is completely slam-packed full.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can. I've got three systems, but I don't even know if I can get another date or another booking in there. But as far as, like I said, with the advertising for the racetrack or whatever, advertising does work, people, because I advertised for this show here, and last night I got a call for a show through this advertising that I'm doing right here on KOW, and I appreciate that, guys.
Well, it's surprising the people that do advertise with us, and you know, I'm just going to do an aside here, and I'm going to, you know, cover my hand over the KIOW label. I know that radio advertising works because it is theater of the mind, and that opens the mind of the listener to all kinds of possibilities. And I can tell you, when I sit in the room with the hardest working producer in radio, and we start doing stuff, you know, we watch the people outside, and they're watching us, what we're doing. And what we're doing is we're using two extremely creative minds, and we're coming up with the best image we can create. And we work hard at it. And it's not just, by the way, her and I. Everybody there does the same thing, and we see these results time and time again, particularly now, in the circumstances that we're in.
Exactly. Well, just to give you an idea, I told Angie, she goes, well, what do you want on your commercial? I says, Angie, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got full. And she sent me back a reading of it. And I says, cool, what kind of music are you going to have behind it? She goes, well, what do you want? I says, this song or this song? I says, I'm going to leave it up to you. Make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me the thing and was like, it's perfect. I was like, so yeah, between you guys, and I get it. You guys are very, very knowledgeable, everything, and you guys do a good job in your advertising department. And I'm just happy that I'm part of it now.
Well, stay with us, because I guarantee it's going to get even better.
Yep.
You'll see it all the time with everybody who advertises with us here at KIOW, and that's always a great thing. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, come right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that happened in Algona
and
that's going to relate with what's going on here at the track at the Hancock County Speedway, because you're listening to Ridin' Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live from Hancock County Speedway on KIOW, worldwide on KIOW.com and on B103.
Gentlemen, start your engines. The green flag drops tonight at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, your home of Friday night fast family affordable fun. See the best of the best. Five IMCA classes plus the Outlaw Mini Mods battle it out for huge purses. And a chance at the Casey Nielsen Cash Dash. Make sure to bring the kids too for the candy toss. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get more info on Facebook or at HancockCountySpeedway.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter McNeese. McNeese Tire and Automotive is your vehicle and ag tire supplier, offering full service in the shop, on the farm, or even roadside assistance. For parts, service, or tires, call 843-3536. McNeese Tire, Highway 18 West in Britt.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter from across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Hancock County Health System has offered patient-centered care since 1953. The health system operates 4 family practice clinics in Britt, Garner, Kanawha, and Wesley, as well as a hospital. Hancock County Health System, your health, our care, a lasting partnership.
Back here at the Hancock County Speedway here in Britt, part of Ridin' Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIOW 103 worldwide on KIOW.com and on Facebook. If there's anything that you want to take a look at as far as, you know, the racetrack and, you know, the guests that are here, you can always go to Facebook and check it out right there. It'll be posted as, as I say, the hardest working producer in radio, Angela Nelson, just is constantly taking pictures around here, even when we don't even realize she's doing it.
Right.
Which is kind of scary. well, thank God those are down the hallway. Now, let's go into some things that you have got here. What's going on here?
Got a message from Chris Mattson. Chris couldn't make it tonight. He's out driving truck for Landis. Thanks, Landis, last for Monday night there. Chris mentioned here that Mike Van Genderen, a race driver who is also trying to be a promoter, is paying for pit passes for any racer for the first time coming to race here at the Hancock County Speedway. So, any race driver that's out there listening and is thinking about coming here, but maybe not, come on in. Mike Van Genderen, he will pay for your race pass to get in, and the pit pass there. So, that's one thing that Chris mentioned to us, sent to us. So I just wanted to pass that along. So anybody that wants to come race here that's never raced here before, come on in.
And that is a good savings, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
In this day and age.
$35, I think it is what the pit pass is. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
That may not seem like much, but when you're putting all that stuff on the car,
it is something. You'd be surprised on the price tag on some of these parts that they put into them cars.
I was in Algona last night over at Bishop Garrigan watching our West Hancock Eagles kind of take it on the chin 11-1 in baseball last night. But we heard the thunder coming from Algona.
Thunderdome, yes.
Tell me a little bit about what happened last night.
I didn't make it over there. I just heard about a couple of things going on over there. And I got to give a shout out to Mr. Ben Krause. He is races the Outlaw mini cars. They've been here once this year. He had some problems happen to him in his heat race, and it put him to the tail of the feature. He had to start dead last. And from what I understand, he passed 16 cars to win the feature race last night. And that makes 8 wins for him so far this year. I know down at Stewart, Iowa, races down there, a couple weeks ago, they put a bounty out on him. And he came in there, and that was 4 in a row for him down there. They put a bounty of $100 on there. The gentleman that does the interview down on the track in the winner's circle, he says, "I'm putting a bounty on you for $100. Ben grabbed the microphone and says, "I'll add another 50 to it."
Oh, my gosh. There you go.
The next night, there's a young man down there, the race is Stewart down there, and I don't quite remember his name off the top of my head. He's 13 years old.
Oh, no. Here it comes. Here it comes, folks.
Beat Ben by about, from what I understand, a little bit. Not by much, but it was a little bit.
By a bumper.
Yeah, he still beat Ben, and he got the $150 bounty. And I did hear rumor, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard rumor that Mason City Speedway has got a bounty on him over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, so Ben has been doing an awesome job. He's one of the cars that I sponsor also. And I had to give a shout-out to Ben. I mean, doing an excellent job this year.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to come back with another break here on the Ride and Dirty. We'll come back and kind of give an update on the track, tell you what's happening here, there, and thither, and how this is going to be a fun night tonight. Because you're listening to Ridin' Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live from the Hancock County Speedway on KIOW, B103, worldwide on KIOW.com, and on Facebook.
Hey, Rusty.
Here we go.
Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brennan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
Hi.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials. Highest-rated materials from local suppliers. Guaranteed craftsmanship and unmatched pricing. Free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798. Or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Rich Froman, the new owner of McCluskey Appliance. In keeping with the McCluskey tradition, let's kick off summer with some exciting news. McCluskey Appliance is proud to introduce our new white glove delivery option. Need something delivered and installed on the weekend? Look no further. Want to replace that old dishwasher and need it installed? We've got you covered. Shop McCluskey Appliance in Mason City and Garner.
You're on Riding Dirty, and we have got some very special guests all around the table because, you know, this show is never popular. It's overpopular. That's the biggest problem. We have Hall of Famers. We have track promoters. We have some of the greatest DJs you'll ever find around here and, of course, the hardest working producer in radio. And then there's me.
Then there's you.
Yeah, and I just feel like small potatoes around here, so this is crazy. We have our track promoter out here, and I gotta give props for the work that you've done on this track so far. This has been absolutely awesome. Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing here.
Yeah, so I guess we came over here at the beginning of the season. We didn't really get on the track until May of this year. We came over here last December, but it was ground was already frozen. So we started in May and just kind of reshaped it a little bit, and we've been working on it slowly. Still have a few little hiccups in turn one, but the rest of the track's kind of how we want it, and I think we'll kind of just get through this year, and then I think once we get through this year, we'll do a lot of track work this fall and let the winter take care of some of it for us, and then I think next year we'll be sitting pretty good. So
how did it come about that you got together with the Fair Board and was able now to do all the promotions here at the Speedway? Kind of give me an idea on that.
So, yeah, a couple years ago when I started promoting Buena Vista Raceway in Alta, Iowa, I messaged the Hancock County Fair and told them I had a little bit of interest in it, and they'd already selected the previous promoter to run it. And then once the Fair Board took over last year, I got a hold of them again, and then it just kind of worked out well from there to come over here and do the track manager role. So
you got the first official race in, which was June 3rd, and then they've got this one going on tonight. How did things go so far with the races here?
Yeah, so the first two races we've had have been really good. The season opener kind of really exceeded our expectations. And then the Sport Mod Nationals, I guess that one really didn't hit our expectations. I think the weather had a lot to play with that one. And I think we have a lot of big specials still coming up. So I think we're just excited to just keep on going.
Well, Trent Chin, I got to tell you something. This is so much fun to be back here, being a part of this. And, boy, I tell you, the work that you're doing out here is outstanding. I think the fans are really getting into it as well, too. And that's what it's all about, being part of the fans that are out here, you think?
Yeah, I always enjoyed coming here as a kid, and then there was about 5 years where I didn't even make it over here, and then made it over here for one race last year and just really enjoyed it. So I know I'm glad to be back, and I'm really excited just to kind of see where the future leads us all.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well, too, because some of the races we've had here so far, you can tell there's a renewed spirit amongst the drivers. They're really getting into what you've got going out here, and that is so important. You know, having worked in Arizona with the tracks down there, been the track announcer and also doing shows like this, you talk with the drivers, and they're hard to talk with. They're a very isolated little family, but you get into that family, and it's just, as I like to say, it's roses, because it's amazing what happens. And I'm seeing that now with the drivers here because of some of the things that you're doing. Are you doing outreach with them right now, or what's happening with that?
Yeah, so we're trying to kind of get all three of my tracks to work together and whatnot, and we're just trying to get the drivers kind of believe in what we're trying to do over here. I know the last couple of years hasn't gone how everyone's wanted it, and we're just trying to kind of bring it back to how it was, and I think we're slowly going to get there. I think it'll be a little bit of a struggle at times, and but I think eventually, I shouldn't say eventually, I think next year is really where we're going to see it, as long as everything shapes up kind of how it is right now.
Because the way it is with drivers, you get a select group to come in, and then all of a sudden they're talking to everybody.
Yeah, and kind of with social media nowadays, the good spreads fast, but the bad spreads a lot faster. So we're just trying to keep as much good as we can, and we're going to have our hiccups this year, and I know it, and I hope everyone else knows it. Every night's not going to be perfect, but we're going to keep on chugging along, and hopefully we kind of keep everyone happy. So.
Well, I've noticed, Trent, that this year so far, the car count has been a lot better than it has been the last couple of years. We've seen, you know, in the 80s, the high 70s, 80s, which is a fairly good car count for a racetrack right now. And I've noticed that the spectators have been a lot higher also.
Yep.
So that's a good plus in you guys there, you know, doing what you're doing to bring the people out to watch these races.
Yeah, we keep on trying our best, and we're trying to keep the kids involved. We had a kids candy dash once this year. We're going to do the kids car rides intermission tonight. So we're just trying to keep the whole family involved, and I think that's the main key to kind of keep the parents keep on coming, is having the kids say, hey, I want to go to the races tonight. They got some sort of activity going on. So we're just going to keep on doing those little things, and the little kids are the next generation, so we got to keep them involved and make sure they have a good time. So
I know the kids like that car ride, too, because when we used to do it before, they had a lineup of kids out there waiting to get into that race car and make a couple laps around the racetrack. That was the coolest thing ever they could have done.
Yeah, so it's something that, yeah, we're just going to keep on going, and hopefully the fans keep on showing up. We've had good fan support so far. I think the first night we ran out of everything but taco meat, I think. So that's really good to do, and we made sure we had plenty of food from here on out. So we just weren't expecting that much community support right away. So just good to see that.
You can't run out of popsicles. That's not possible, you know, because the kids have got to have that. You know how that is.
We got plenty of popsicles.
That's good enough. Good enough. Okay. That, of course, Trent Chin. He is the new promoter here out at the Hancock County Speedway. We've also been talking with Brad Hiscox, and he has B&B Sounds and Lights Productions that go on out here. He's also one of the guys that helps the drivers out here as well, too. Going to be a fun night. Track. Oh, it's getting a little dry out there. We'll see what happens here. You got a lot of humidity to have to deal with tonight. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We actually just started watering here a little while ago. We have some hiccups at the racetrack, so we got them all ironed out, and we'll be good to go for tonight. We'll have hopefully a wide track. Might have a few hiccups, like I said, but we're excited.
You got everything out of it. That's the big thing. With the first two races, a little choppy, but it looks like you've really been working on it. So this is going to be fun tonight. Looking forward to it, folks. We have, of course, the hot laps start at 6, the hold the racing go 7 o'clock. And, of course, that'll be starting here. Come on down to the Hancock County Speedway. We will be – it's going to be a lot of fun out here. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Good, a lot of cars, as the rain is going to hold off, folks. It is not going to get in the way. And we're looking forward to what should be a fun night tonight. For our executive producer, the hardest working producer in radio, Angela Nelson, Glenn Kiss back in Master Control, I'm A.J. Taylor, along with Brad Hiscox and, of course, Trent Chin. Thanks for joining us on the Hancock County Speedway at Ridin' Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIOW B103 and worldwide on KIOW.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines. The green flag drops tonight at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, your home of Friday night fast family affordable fun. See the best of the best. 5 IMCA classes plus the Outlaw Mini Mods battle it out for huge purses. And a chance at the Casey Nielsen Cash Dash. Make sure to bring the kids too for the candy toss. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get more info on Facebook or at HancockCountySpeedway.com.
IMT IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Hi, I'm Hunter McNeese. McNeese Tire and Automotive is your vehicle and ag tire supplier, offering full service in the shop, on the farm, or even roadside assistance. For parts, service, or tires, call 843-3536. McNeese Tire, Highway 18 West in Britt.
Hancock County Health System has offered patient-centered care since 1953. The health system operates 4 family practice clinics in Britt, Garner, Kanawha, and Wesley, as well as a hospital. Hancock County Health System, your health, our care, a lasting partnership.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter from across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
The greatest show on dirt, Ridin' Dirty with A.J. Taylor, was brought to you by these great businesses.
Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, IMT, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, McCluskey Appliance, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, and Hancock County Health System.
Ridin' Dirty with A.J. Taylor, Fridays at 5:30 p.m.